السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. وقال تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. When you look at your actions, sometimes you think about what motivates you to do something good or bad. What's the motivating factor that drives us to do what we do? Oftentimes, it's this idea of, will we be seen or will we be heard? Or lack of that. Will we not seen or will we not be heard? That drives us to do what we do. So this idea of being seen or being heard, it shapes our actions. And it gives us a direction. It can change the quantity of work that we do. It can change the quality of the work that we do. So if you look at, we have exams this week and next week. So when the teacher is present, then there's a certain behavior from the students. And perchance, if the teacher is not present, sometimes there may be a different behavior. You're doing the same exam, but in some capacity, because you know somebody's watching you, then you'll stick to your own paper, for example. I don't think anybody does that here, but the other option is the teacher's not there, then you'll ask your classmate, what's the answer to this? What's the answer to that? I need a hint. So that shows you that you're doing the same action there, but if you're perceived to be seen, then you'll behave in one manner. And if you're not seen or you're perceived not to be seen, you behave in another manner. This happens in business. If the customer knows what's the terms of the contract, then you're careful. And if the customer can't read it, doesn't understand the nuances, then you can throw in all the fine print. So the fact that we can be seen or heard affects the way that we direct our actions. It affects the quality. It affects the quantity. If you are doing a job that's labor intensive and your supervisor's not there, oftentimes then the work will be slacking. You'll slack. But the moment the supervisor is there, all of a sudden all the work is being done. That's why we need to have supervisors. So the quantity of the work matters. The quality of the work matters too. If you're going to present something to a large gathering, so then you're going to prepare for it. You're going to have a better quality as if opposed to just talking to somebody on the side individually. So the idea that being seen and being heard has a tremendous effect on our actions. So is there a litmus test? Can we determine, you know, what state we're in? What direction will we go in? What quality of work do we have? What quantity of work do we have? Yes. You have to look at yourself when you're alone. When you're alone, now what do? And compare it to that when you're with somebody else. MashaAllah, we're here for Fajr prayer. Students are part of the madrasa. They have nagrani, they have someone taking attendance, for example. But on the off days, will we find the student here? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you'll be at home and you'll miss the prayer, na'udhu billah. Sometimes if somebody's not watching you, you won't pray the sunnah. If you think that somebody's watching you, pray the sunnah. So you can see, how are you going to be when you are in those two different conditions? Same thing for business, same thing for education, same thing for family. Will you act in that way? Will you say things in that way when somebody's present? Or somebody can hear you? Nowadays, the way that we engage online, you know, has a heavy bearing. Will I say something either because I want the likes or I want somebody to like me, or will I refrain from saying something because then I may have negative repercussions from that? So something to think about for us, that what motivates us to do action. But for the believer, the fact that we're alone or with other people, it shouldn't matter, because we're never alone. We're never alone. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned He's As-Sami'u al-Basir. He's As-Sami'u al-Basir. He knows. He's all-hearing, all-seeing. He knows everything about us. And we're never a moment in our life where we don't have Allah Ta'ala watching over us. Allah Ta'ala hearing everything. So the more that we connect with As-Sami'u al-Basir, then the more that we can see that our direction will be correct, the quantity, the quality, all of these things will fall into place. And there won't be this dichotomy here. I'll act, behave one way, in one face, in one manner, and another face in another manner. So if you look at these two beautiful names, Allah Ta'ala, they're mentioned more than 40 times in the Quran, each. As-Sami'u 45 times, Al-Basir 42 times. So that means there's a lot of emphasis on this, that we should realize this, we should keep it into mind. So it's been mentioned as far as As-Sami'u, that Imam Khattabi, he's mentioned As-Sami'u bima'na Sami'u illa annahu ablagu fi sifa wa bina'uhu fa'il bina'u mubalagha ka qawlihim alim min alim wa qadir min qadir wa huwa alladhi yasma'u sirra wa najwa sawa'un 'indahu al-jahr wal-khufut wan-nutq was-sukut. That it's an intensive form, fa'il. Anytime you have this fa'il pattern in Arabic, it's more intensive than the fa'il pattern. So it's extreme, it's excessive hearing. When it refers to Allah Ta'ala, it refers that the fact that He can hear all, everything, any place, anywhere, at any time. The thing is that hearing and seeing, these are shared by creation as well. But it's only in the name. The only similarity between our hearing and our seeing, and Allah Ta'ala's hearing and seeing, is just in the name, hearing and seeing. Otherwise, everything about our hearing and Allah Ta'ala's hearing, our seeing and Allah Ta'ala's seeing, is completely different. And there's a general principle, كُلُّ مَا خَطَرَ عَلَى بَالِكْ فَاللَّوْ بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكْ. Whatever comes into your mind of comprehending Allah Ta'ala, it's Allah Ta'ala's opposite than that. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like Him. So if we look at ours, we need a faculty of hearing. We need ears. We need ears. Allah Ta'ala does not need any tool or faculty to hear anything. When we look, we can hear things that are during a certain range. We can hear things that are very minute, a whisper. It takes us attention to hear it. But if it's lower than that range, we can't hear it. If it's loud, we can hear it. But if it's too loud, it may destroy our ears. Our faculty of hearing will be destroyed. Those that are in those high noise environments, they have to wear some protection, otherwise they may lose their hearing. For Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't matter. No matter how quiet it is, no matter how loud it is, it's all the same to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can hear everything. We look at different languages that we speak. We may be able to hear the person, but the person is speaking in different languages. We can't understand it. Allah Ta'ala understands all the different languages of all the different creation. The different frequencies that we have. There are many things that we can't hear even. For example, you hear the dog whistle. They have these whistles for animals to stay away. You can't hear that. A different frequency. It's not about loud or soft. We can't even hear that. Allah Ta'ala hears all frequencies. So whatever we can compare of our own hearing, Allah Ta'ala is different than that. Allah Ta'ala can hear everyone at every time. All the time when we're all speaking, all of creation, every single sound, Allah Ta'ala hears. Allah Ta'ala is As-Samir. Furthermore, there are things that we don't even utter, that we are saying, we are thinking about. It passes through our mind, and we hear them kind of, but it's not through sound. Allah Ta'ala also hears those sounds, hears the thoughts, hears the innermost secrets of our hearts, what's in our hearts. So that's one of the meanings of As-Samir. There's another meaning that's mentioned. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ السِّمَا بِمَعْنَى الْقُبُولِ وَالْإِجَابَةِ فَالسَّائِلُ وَالدَّاعِي يُجِيبُهُ وَالْعَابِدُ يُثِيبُهُ. Another meaning of Samir is that the one who accepts, the one who responds favorably. For example, in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ قَوْلٍ لَا يُسْمَعُ أي مِنْ دُعَاءٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ. I seek refuge in you from a dua that is not answered. And he used the word yusma. Also, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam when he said, Inna Rabbi la sami'u dua. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala is answering. Sami'u dua, he's the one who answers the dua. As well as we pray, say in our prayer, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Ma'ana qabilallahu hamda man hamidahu. Allah Ta'ala has accepted the praise of one who praises him. So we have a different meaning of Samir as well. In this case, Allah Ta'ala is the one that responds. So all of those pleas that we have in distress, all of those requests that we have, all of those desires that we have that we express to Allah Ta'ala hears all of them simultaneously, as if it's one person. There's no nuksan here. There's no deficiency. If we are to listen to somebody and respond to one person, we cannot respond to another person at the same time. We face this all the time as teachers. Somebody asking a question. The moment another student asks a question, we can't focus. Which one are we going to attend to? Allah Ta'ala hears all of the pleas of all of the creation, and it's equal to him. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةِ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah Ta'ala answers the call of the one who calls out to him. So it's our responsibility to call out. There's so much that can be said. We'll try to keep it short, inshallah. Two meanings of Samir, all hearing, and the one that responds favorably and answers the du'as. Allah Ta'ala is also Al-Basir. Like I mentioned 42 times in the Quran, Al-Basir. It's also Sighat al-Mubalagha, ala wazni fa'il. Fa'il, basir. There's two meanings of this as well. Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing, the being who sees everything. أَنَّ لَهُ بَصَرٌ يَرَى بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala sees everything, apparent or hidden, everywhere at all times. Unlike the seeing of us, we need the faculty of vision, we need eyes. Allah Ta'ala does not need any faculty to see. We can only see things in a limited distance. Once it's too far away, we can't see it. If it's too small, we can't see it as well. Allah Ta'ala, no limitations there. If something is covering that, whether it be light, darkness, or it be too bright, and we can't see, Allah Ta'ala can see all of that. If there's multiple things at the same time, we can only focus on one. But Allah Ta'ala does not need to focus on any one of them. They're the same to Him. So the first thing is that our seeing and Allah Ta'ala seeing is only similar in name with the word only. The reality of it is completely different. There's a second meaning of basir. Dhul basira bil ashiya, ay al khabiru biha. The all discerning, the one perfectly acquainted with everything. Insight, the one that has insight. Allah Ta'ala's sight is perfect, al basir is perfect. He sees His servants, their conditions and their actions. Wallahu basirun bil ibad, ay khabirun bihim, bi ahwalihim wa af'alihim. He sees all of their conditions, whatever state they may be in, whatever the circumstances he may be in, they may be in, Allah Ta'ala sees that. He sees things that may cross any deception of the eyes, any whirling of the eyes, any winking of the eyes. Allah can see all of that. Any type of thing that you think that is imperceptible to others, Allah Ta'ala can see that. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He's the one that sees the deception of the eyes and what the hearts conceal. So we have two meanings of Samir and two meanings of Basir. And in the Quran, even though it's mentioned 40 times, more than 40 times each, they're paired up about 10 times. So then the Mufassirun, they say, there is a separate meaning when you pair up two of the names of Allah Ta'ala. Iqtiran. Iqtiran here. Iqtiran hadha al-ismaini bi ba'dil asma'il husna. Sometimes it's with other names as well. So then they mention that each time it's paired up with another name, then there's additional meaning. As well as which name is first and which name is second, if there are two. And there's so much aqwal about this, I just leave it for you to think about. So there are other places where Allah Ta'ala has mentioned Samiul Alim, Samiul Basir. And the other places, well, Khabir is mentioned. And each one of them has its own individual name as well as another nuance when the names are together, subhanAllah. And I read some of them, and it's amazing that we'll need to research it. Because if you look at it, there's about 80 plus places in the Quran, and each one has its own tafsir. So if you go to even the same one name throughout the different places in the Quran, you'll find so much more meaning to it. The idea is just to get a feel for it so we can do further research. Further research on what Allah Ta'ala's names are. How to connect to these names? First of all, Allah Ta'ala has given us limited capacity of seeing and hearing. So it behooves us that we should use this in the proper manner. Allah Ta'ala has created hearing and seeing for us to use it in the way that pleases Him. So we should hear those things that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. We should see those things that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And we should stay away from those things that Allah Ta'ala does not like. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to see. Whatever is haram, we avoid the haram. Backbiting, gossiping, talking about others, seeing ghayr mahram, seeing other things that we shouldn't see. These should all be avoided with our ears and our eyes. Allah Ta'ala has given us ability to reflect. We look at the creation with our eyes. We reflect and ponder the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. We hear the tilawat of the Quran. We hear good words. We hear the hidayah, different forms of hadith, different hadith and adhkar for our hidayah. We mentioned, we can say, Allahumma aj'al fi qalbi nura wa fi basari nura. O Allah, enable our hearts to be enlightened and our eyes to be enlightened so that we can see with insight. We say this in our du'as. We should protect our hearing so that Allah Ta'ala will answer us, because He is Samir, He is the one Mujib, He is the one that answers. If you're protecting your hearing from haram, then Allah Ta'ala will also hear you in your time of need. And if you are hearing haram and avoiding haram, you're hearing haram and engaging in haram, then how do you expect that Allah Ta'ala will hear you and respond to you? You protect your hearing, Allah Ta'ala will answer your du'as. How can we connect to these names? أَتَأَدُّ فِي الدُّعَى وَالْيَقِينَ بِسِمَعِ الدُّعَى. We know that Allah Ta'ala is Samir, He is the one that answers. So it behooves the believer that he should always ask Allah Ta'ala. He should ask Allah Ta'ala for all of his needs, all of his wants, all of his desires. وَفَوِّدُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. We consign we consign our affairs to Allah Ta'ala. Indeed, He sees our condition. He sees our condition, whether we're doing good, whether we're doing bad. Whether we are in ibadah or we're in different difficult times. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that have tawakkal ala Allah, because He is the one that sees you when you're standing. So when you're doing the ibadah, wherever you are, you're never alone. Allah Ta'ala is watching you. Allah is watching you when you're doing the ibadah. If you're in a difficult situation, Allah Ta'ala is watching you also. When Musa alayhi salam was in front of Fir'aun, in a very difficult situation, Allah Ta'ala consoled him by saying, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَرَى that don't fear, I'm with you too, I hear and I see. I hear and I see. So when we're in difficult situations, we know that Allah Ta'ala is watching us, Allah Ta'ala is hearing us. الدوام المراقبة لله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلن في العلن في السر والعلن that we could constantly be vigilant over the movements of what we do, what our actions are, whether we're doing good or bad. In particular, when we want to commit sin. Remember when you mentioned the litmus test is when you're alone. Is that when you start to wanting to commit sin? But if you remember Allah Ta'ala Sami al-Basir, then that will stop you from the sin. It's been mentioned that if you want to disobey your Lord, do it in a place where He cannot see you. Remember that. If you want to disobey your Lord, do it in a place where He cannot see you. As much as presence of mind that you have, Allah Ta'ala Sami al-Basir, then the thought of sin will flee. Because you're never alone. The moment that you are in that situation and you recognize Allah Ta'ala is watching you and Allah Ta'ala is hearing you and Allah Ta'ala also knows what's in your innermost thoughts, in your heart, then you will be hesitant and you will be scared of doing the sin. It will also make you limit the way that you, when you interact with people, that you will not transgress the limits. When you're a business, doing business with others, if you're trying to transact and you want the upper hand, you will not, because you know that Allah Ta'ala is knowing the circumstances of that business transaction, knowing the circumstances of that deal that you're doing. Are you fulfilling the rights of the contract? Are you fulfilling the rights of the client? The feeling that someone is looking at you also makes you noble. It corrects your intention. It gives you understanding that you are going to increase the quality of your work. And actually, it's been mentioned, this, if we can remember this one quality, that Allah Ta'ala is Samir and Basir, is hearing, then that will take us to the heights of Iman, the heights of Ihsan. Why? Because it's mentioned, Hadith Jibril, عندما سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. That's how Ihsan itself has been defined. When Jibreel alayhi salam asked, what is Ihsan? What is excellence? The Prophet alayhi salam mentioned, as if you were seeing your Lord, while you do not see Him, know that He sees you. So if you remember that one quality, in whatever you do, Ihsan will be present. Because naturally you will want to increase that quality of the work. Increase the quality of the work. So as we go throughout our day and we do our actions, we have to know Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Allah Ta'ala is hearing us. I'll leave with one story about the effect of knowing and recognizing that Allah Ta'ala is watching us and seeing us. It's been mentioned about Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that once he was patrolling a certain alley at night, and as he was going, there was a conversation between a mother and a daughter. And the mother was saying, did the goat give milk? They had a goat. Did the goat give milk? And the daughter said, yes. She said, how much milk did it give? It's a little bit of milk. Then the mother said, if the next day comes, the people that will want the milk, they will want a lot of it. So mix the water, make some water with the milk. So you have enough of a to give to the people that ask for it. So the daughter said, but the Amir al-Mu'mineen has prohibited us from doing this. So her mother says, where's Amir al-Mu'mineen now? Which Amir al-Mu'mineen? Nobody's seeing us. So listen to the daughter. The daughter says, yes, the Amir al-Mu'mineen is not present now. But the Rabbul Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Lord of Amir al-Mu'mineen is always present with us. And he's definitely watching us. So that yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala knows, that prevented her from doing this. So Hazrat Umar had heard this, overheard this. So then he went back. So the next day, he calls the woman and the daughter. And he cautions the old woman about saying these type of things. But he was very impressed with the daughter. He was so impressed with the daughter that eventually he sent a proposal to her for her son. He wanted this type of girl to be his daughter-in-law. Subhanallah. One instance of showing that you believe in Allah, that He's watching you. For His sake, you don't do something. You don't do the sin. You avoid it. Look at where Allah can take you. And as if that's not enough, that being the daughter-in-law of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So it's been mentioned that this woman ended up being the maternal grandmother of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. The maternal grandmother of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. You can consider the fifth Khalifa Rashidun, min al-Rashid, the Khalifa Rashid, the just Khalifa. So that shows you when you are fearful of Allah Ta'ala and you recognize Him, this not only affects you, but affects your progeny as well. And the fact that you're even here, most likely somebody else had did the same thing in your ancestors that allows you to be here. So if you want to be worried and concerned about your own progeny, then you need to change your own behavior. You need to change your own behavior and you recognize and fear Allah Ta'ala, and that fear will permeate through your religion, to your lineage, through your progeny. So something for us to reflect on, that Allah Ta'ala, it's the du'as of our ancestors that we hear, and the du'as of the succeeding generation for their success will be in our hands. So the more that we can connect to these beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala, the more that we can, inshallah, get that barakah of quality of action, increase of action, with the right direction. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for ability to understand that He is watching us, that He responds to us. We ask Allah Ta'ala for ability to understand that He's seeing us, and He's the one that knows all our conditions, and He answers at the appropriate time. We ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll do some silent dhikr. As we know, Allah Ta'ala can hear whatever we say out loud and also what we say silently. So even if you're saying it silently, Allah Ta'ala can hear. He's as-samir. So when I say salawat, you'll say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa barak wa sallam. And when I say the other adhkar, you can recite silently. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بارك وسلم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الصلوات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بارك وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. صلوات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي صلوات اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. And finally, there's one exercise that we can do, keeping in mind As-Sami' al-Basir. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تضرع وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. Remember your Lord inwardly, internally. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تضرع وخيفة, with humility and reverence. ودون الجهر من القول, without raising your voice. بالغدو والآصال, in the mornings and the evenings. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, and don't become of the heedless. So this is a reflection in our innermost heart, in our heart, in our innermost thoughts, that we think about Allah Ta'ala, revere Him, and we know that all the thoughts that come and pass, Allah Ta'ala is Samir, Allah Ta'ala is hearing. So we have to reflect on ourselves as we think about Allah Ta'ala and His greatness, and that awe that fills our heart. What thoughts are coming in? What thoughts are coming in? Because Allah Ta'ala can hear those thoughts. I'm trying to think about Allah Ta'ala, but my business comes in. I'm thinking about Allah Ta'ala, my job comes in. Some other things comes in. So you have to make a note of those. Those thoughts that pass through your heart, and work on eliminating them. So let's take some time to do that, where you close your eyes, you focus on your heart, and you remember Allah Ta'ala with reverence and awe, silently.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وتحن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا سميع البصير يا الله والله Allah, please have mercy on us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all hearing, all seeing, Allah, you know what we do, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You know what thoughts cross our minds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you know what sins that we are committing, Oh Allah. Look, overlook our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Overlook our faults, Ya Allah. Allow us, Tawfiq Allah, to realize these beautiful names, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, know that you're watching us, Ya Allah. Know that you're hearing us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to change our life, Ya Allah, such that when we are alone, Ya Allah, we realize we're never alone, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to have the right direction, Ya Allah, to fulfill your commands, Ya Allah, with our ears and our eyes and all of our limbs, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to avoid, to give us the tawfiq to avoid sin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to increase in sincerity on our a'mal, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you're watching us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to do our ibadat as if as we have the yaqeen that you're watching us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to make these du'as, Ya Rabbil Alameen, with the full yaqeen that you will answer, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we turn to you for all our needs, Ya Allah, all our wants, Ya Allah, all our desires, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, fulfill our desires in this world and akhirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all those people that are suffering all over the world, Ya Allah, alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah, and give them good recompense for that, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those people that are sick, Ya Rabbil Alameen, all those people that are without any job, with any difficulty, Ya Rabbil Alameen, oh, alleviate their difficulty, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, give us more tawfiq, Allah, to do good deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all those people everywhere, Ya Rabbil Alameen, all the Muslims, unite the hearts of the Ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to worship you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, protect all of the marakas, Ya Allah. Protect all of the madaris, Ya Rabbil Alameen. All of the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. All the khidmat of the deen and all the different ways, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect it, Ya Allah, and increase it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, unite this ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we're going through the difficult times, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, many of us are having their blood shed, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and going through difficult circumstances, Ya Allah, so we can wake up, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to wake up, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and change our ways, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make this the best year, Ya Rabbil Alameen, the best Ramadan that's coming up, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to see Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, to be in Ramadan mode before Ramadan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, all the suffering, all the oppression, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, you're seeing all of this, Ya Allah. You know everything, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, use us to remove the oppression, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Use us to do i'la kalimatillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow whatever the efforts that we do, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to pass on to our next generation, Ya Allah, so they have that same fikr, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, don't deprive our generation of iman, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow them to flourish with the iman, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all the people that are doing khidmat, Ya Rabbil Alameen, today, oh Allah, accept their khidmat, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and all in a capacity, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, give them good reward for what they've done, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwab rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala khayr khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ali Muhammad barak sallam. Amin. Shall I reckon and proceed downstairs for the breakfast?